Weekends on ABC Radio.
Lisa Pellegrino with you. So your car rego arrives in the mail, and so you don't forget, you put it on the fridge. Then you have to reschedule that dentist appointment, fill out the swimming lessons form, you're down on toilet paper, you're meant to get it on the way home while you're at the shop getting the milk, the bread. Does this feel like this happens every single week, maybe every single day, Monday to Friday? Just one big long to-do list that never ends. Caroline Bruni knows. She has experienced that many times, not because it's something that happens in everyday life for her personally. It's because she deals with people just like you and I who go through this on the daily. She's a live admin assistant. Hold up, Caroline. Now, this is not a usual kind of job, is it?
No, it isn't, actually. We are few and far between, but we also go under a couple of different names, but our team definitely use life admin assistant or life admin specialist or life assistant or just fairy godmother sometimes.
We were talking about super yachts earlier. I'm wondering, is this kind of assistance, this kind of role, is that for celebrities and people well off, the rich and famous?
I would love to say that all of my clients are celebrities, but they're not. They're your average day-to-day people who are busy professionals, sometimes young parents. Sometimes they're later in life and they're starting a new venture, a small business or something or other, and they just need an extra set of hands. So we can support people right across the scope. But I really love supporting people that are kind of in the thick of it, because they're often the people that need an extra set of hands and a few admin, life admin tasks done for them.
What are some of the biggest things that people tend to struggle with?
It's often the admin and logistics of a task. So often those tasks that you just mentioned, it's the organising. Sometimes, like, let's say, for example, you need to organise a gardener to come and do some maintenance around the backyard, and you think, okay, that should be super easy, but you're doing your day job and you're busy. So calling around to the different gardeners and getting quotes or getting them to come around to take a look to do a quote, that's admin and logistics, and that's the stuff you're often not getting to. So it's not necessarily the task, it's the getting to the task and then putting the measures in place around your own schedule. So we can apply those elements to lots of different things, be it running around and getting that birthday present for the party you're going to on the weekend, or sometimes it's organising a trip overseas. It's often the same element of the task, but it's, you can apply it to anything.
I just type the words to do into my smartphone in my notes, and I already have six lists that have come up, and I'm telling you this, I've barely crossed anything off any of them. In fact, some of the same tasks are appearing on different lists months apart. So how would you suggest we go about tackling these to-do lists? And should we even be making lists?
Well, that what you just said is the first step. So consolidating is the first step. So identifying how many lists you have, those post-it notes that are stuck under your shoe, those elements of what you've just written down here, there and everywhere, and then making sure that you put them all in one place. The next step is to then prioritize. So working out what's important and urgent, and they're the things you should be doing today, tomorrow, this week, and then what's urgent, but what's not urgent, but is important. So maybe updating your will or consolidating your super. They're things that you might not need to do tomorrow, but they're things that you need to schedule into your calendar or get some outsourcing support with, so you make sure that in 6 months' time, they're still not on the list.
Sometimes those things can seem so far out of reach, though, when you're just dealing with the everyday, all the things you have to do for your family, yourself, your community.
Yes, that's right. So, and that's often what we find with some of the clients that come to us. So they will feel really overwhelmed because it seems so far away and they can't quite almost justify taking time out of the day today to work on something they might not need until 5 years from now. So my tip to them is to start thinking about the elements of those tasks that are most important to them, and then seeing if they can outsource elements to a company like ours, or even just getting a friend to support. So sometimes it's a case of talking through something and getting a better understanding of what you need to get that thing ticked off your to-do list.
And there's often a lot of feelings of guilt and shame and all those human emotions when you're not doing what you feel you're meant to, when you're not getting to the task you should be doing, when you haven't paid that bill and the late fees are coming up and then you have to tackle that. I mean, it can be extremely overwhelming.
That's right. And that often is what causes mental load for people. So it's that, and that's that feeling when you get into bed and you think, oh my goodness, I forgot to do this thing. Or you wake up in the middle of the night because you remembered something. So the feeling of guilt that often then plays a part in that is, why can't I, as a fully functioning adult, get these things done? And it's really because our lives are becoming even more demanding, and even there's so much competing for our time, and we really need to be focusing on what's most important to us. And that may be spending time with our family, looking after our health, and at times maybe outsourcing the things that we really don't need to be doing ourselves. And if there's capacity to look at things in a different way, then you can free up your time to focus on the things that are most important to you, hopefully then also reducing that guilt.
So what are your biggest tips to organising a to-do list?
So definitely consolidating first. So if you're the kind of person that has all of those notes in your phone or a few things on the fridge whiteboard and a few things somewhere else, try to find a system that works for you and put everything in one place. We often recommend online tools or things like notes on your phone, because most of us have our phones with us all of the time. Then run through and identify the important and urgent. So there's a thing called the Eisenhower Matrix, if anyone wants to look that up, and it's a really good way of explaining how to prioritize tasks. And then from there, see if you can source some help. It doesn't necessarily have to be from a company like ours. We often encourage people to use the community method. So you might have a friend that's really, you know, loves walking dogs and loves spending time with your dogs and would probably quite happily come and take dogs for a walk one day a week if you in return could make cupcakes for their child's birthday because you're such a great baker. So it's a really good way of enhancing that community trade and share mentality and still getting tasks ticked off your to-do list.
Well, it's given me a bit of hope about tackling these lists. Hopefully, maybe by the end of the year, I would have gone through at least one of my lists. So thank you so much for your advice, Caroline, and get to crossing out those tasks.
Yeah, definitely. Start by consolidating and you'll get there, I promise.
Caroline Bruni is a live assistant on ABC Radio. It's your weekend. Lisa Pellegrino with you.